Sorry.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Chaos and Cartoons. I'm your host. I'm your host, Kema, and I have Andidi here with me, Andikan.
Yo, hi guys, sorry. Today we have Smada, Vanessa, and Victor Vision. So we're going to be talking about
random stuff. We haven't planned it out, so we're going with the flow of this conversation. Initially, we wanted to talk about like the difference between living in Abuja and living in Lagos, but like they already let out a lot of steam before I started recording. I don't know if they still have like
any more left in them.
Yeah.
Yes.
You do.
I'm
screaming. What's your beef with living in Abuja?
Me?
Yes.
Basically, the only thing that moves here is cars. Aside cars, nothing really works.
That's not even true.
That's not true.
That's the only thing they have on free road.
So that means you prefer Lagos, living in Lagos.
Obviously, like, why you? I'm sure you want to live in Lagos.
God forbid.
Ah, okay.
For them, they're used to this.
The quiet,
yeah, right?
They don't have choice. That like, it's like just it. A PO. This is where they gave it to someone.
Yeah, that kind like, of thing.
But they gave it to me in Lagos.
This is where some of them grew up.
I grew up in Lagos.
You don't grow up.
Some of them cannot live here.
Yeah. You don't have choice.
It's just a PO.
Exactly.
Okay, but we have Vanessa. Vanessa used to live in Lagos and now. Like, at the
I moved here in like
later.
September.
Yeah, so which bed do you prefer?
Be honest.
I'm going to be sentimental because most of my friends are in Lagos, so I do prefer Lagos.
No, but we're talking about like environment.
Environment wise, I prefer staying in Abuja.
Why?
If Abuja had beaches, I'll have no reason to come to Lagos.
No, you
Thank
don't.
You.
But like, I'm just saying.
That's too narrow. I swear. Okay. No, can't lie. You know these things, but I don't know why. Okay, why do you all come Lagos to come spend whatever time, maybe Christmas, summer? Nothing will happen.
Okay, the honest reason why I'll ever go to Lagos is because of events that I have to be at.
Personally, I feel like you should not compare Abuja to Lagos.
It's disrespect already.
It's like Lagos is here, and Abuja is just in this place. Abuja is here. So like,
in terms of what are we talking about? In terms of the nightlife,
you see, if Lagos was small as well, our roads would be better now.
Do you understand?
But Lagos is small.
Lagos is small. Yes,
overpopulated.
There's too many people there.
I feel like,
so like the only thing you guys are just wide your roads and like no traffic, blah blah blah, because you guys are like not so much in this place.
No, the thing is, there's traffic. It's just that like the city is well planned. Exactly. But you can't say that for
Lagos. I'm telling you,
people come to Lagos every day. Buses, like people from
it's
our bad.
Lagos is too packed. And you cannot avoid traffic like that.
So like, it's not very.
It's not our fault that the city is popping.
Nobody said it's your fault. We're saying
this place was popping too. Like I see guys complaining on Twitter, like, oh yeah, you guys should be going back. There's traffic.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So like, imagine you guys having that thing on like a regular like occasion. You guys come to Lagos in no time.
Oh, no.
So you're just lucky. You guys are just lucky that someone said yesterday this place is a corporate city.
I swear.
That babe.
Do you understand?
Yeah, so like I think I'll just
everyone here is just working, like, bro. You all are just killing yourself. See how Dave's dressing to work 9 to 5, 9 to 5. They're not happy. I'm not joking. Like guys, I'll go to restaurants, you see people. No, I'm not
guys. I know this guy said he went to where did you go yesterday? Everybody was drinking tea.
Guys, book out. With tea and lime. Are you guys sick?
Yeah. Oh my god.
I thought it was flu or something.
To take tea. Yeah.
The tea is really good.
You understand? Yeah, that was flu that all of them had. Because you know you take lime and. Well, no, can't lie. No. I'll book a hot though. Now you know they drink tea. What are you saying?
But like, by what time?
One.
But personally, I like tea in the afternoon, at any time of the day.
Ah, you don't like tea now. Because they have with Jack, you don't like tea.
But wait, I always feel like Lagos is more hustle and bustle than
the
Abuja.
People are even so hostile. They're
so hostile. The energy is just very.
Lagos is that's Lagos.
It will make you work.
That's what makes them.
You can't
Lagos,
be lazy
Lagos.
And you survive in Lagos.
I feel like Abuja is just more where this. I don't see politician kids.
Yeah. But like, yeah, you are just relaxed because you feel
yeah,
like
politician kid, say hi. If you lie, you're going to FIR.
Hi.
This one by my left too. Like, she wants to enter that pocket, but she just escaped.
Yeah, I would have been, but like,
honestly speaking,
yeah, I don't even have a position in my family.
Hey. So like for real, like you can't even compare events, everything, even your boys where they hurt, like there they did. And you are still trying to think about
what
it.
Boys?
Name names.
Don't name them.
They know now.
No, they know, but like just
now. Well, you know, Sha.
You wanted to say something.
Personally, I feel like when it comes to like living condition and like if you want to raise a family, like if I wanted to raise a family, I wouldn't raise a family in Lagos. I'd rather raise one.
It's so I feel like when they come there, they won't be.
You can't adapt to the situation. But when you raise a child in Lagos and you come here, guys, you would.
Bro, like, why would I want my child to adapt to suffering? Like,
no, not suffering. You know why?
Like, see, the air. It's where you're. So
do you know people that are here? Old people, like, they just want peace.
Exactly.
Like, the young ones here, they are not. They are not moving well.
Oh, like, we're young. I mean, we have a good time.
Every day.
We what?
I don't need a
without this thing.
The only
roller coaster. That's if you come out anytime. Then aside that, what do you have?
But what you people have there is mostly like restaurants and what's it called? Clubs.
Jonas and
what else?
Fashion, arts.
Every state has fashion and arts. Come on now.
Wait, did you just limit Lagos to only clubs and?
No, you were talking about fun.
One more.
It's fun, like.
One more.
Yeah.
Eight people.
Say it now.
Bees. Hey, Lekki County. I say Lekki County. So Lagos as a regional center. We get a zoo. We have
zoo. We have zoo.
We have a lot.
You have seen the red and lion. All of the animals. Us, you have come to our own zoo.
We like, have zoos, like, we have zoos.
Like, actual zoos.
Yes!
Where?
In Maitama, there's one in Maitama, there's one in Wuse.
There's one at that barracks, please.
What do you mean? That's one in Maitama.
Aside that, I'm not getting it. Your restaurant's okay, Kala, like, 8 over 10.
But, like, to be fair, Abuja restaurants have...
What
is much better?
No. It's better to go to Lagos and be ordering Alfredo for 15k.
Don't. We bought a good seat there, then.
No oil, nothing.
There's so many restaurants in Abuja. Have you tried Yellow Plate?
So I should go around.
Like, there's literally so many restaurants.
Seven
all to the point that. To Abuja,
all your, I'm not. See,
then this, you can go to the wrong places.
So I have too many wrong places. That's the thing.
I'm going to be then. Very, very honest. Personally, I don't think Lagos has good food. You people have overpriced.
Even our local food better than your own.
No, the local food is good. No, I mean like all these restaurants.
Even it's better than your restaurant. That's what I'm talking about.
It's overpriced.
Overpriced and people are buying it.
Exactly. Come and take your pictures in our fancy restaurant. Do you understand my point? That's not part of the experience.
Like, they're making money. That's what living in Lagos is like.
Everybody tries to hustle everybody.
Money they're paying for like the space is crazy. So like they have to
so in the end it's struggle culture.
Everybody else in now.
Yes,
you don't look on, nobody's
going to
8-5. Yesterday, I don't drink. I think it was 8-5 now, guy. The maid gone when she.
I can't lie, I saw the soup.
Even guys, was something white, when you know when when it's as if you cooked for your ex, that kind of thing. When you have your plan is just to cook nonsense. No, that thing was trash. I won't go lie. But like, no, I beg. You can't compare. Don't worry. You know it. You're saying all this because you live here.
You're saying all this because you live there.
I cannot live here, God forbid. But even if I want to live here, I cannot live here.
aside from living condition, let's talk about talent. Like,
you're not gonna lose.
When I say talent, I don't mean just music.
Anything.
What? No. Let's skate.
Oh my god.
There's a whole skate community in Abuja.
Now we get down now. Our boys come here. Continue.
I know. It is not. No,
I promise
you. Yeah, no, we have a music. Community. Yeah, we calling
you. That's what I'm saying. There are other talents. There are people that what's the word? Like, okay, see Kemen now.
Ah.
There's nobody.
No.
Can I finish?
Set that up.
Okay, so Kemen does guy. We mean knitwear. Knitwear, right?
Okay.
Can you show me somebody that's doing crochet in this? Listen, let me finish. No. That gives you the same quality as Kemen. If you can show me one person, I swear that
I will show you five.
Show me.
They do pants, bro. Anything. Neat. Oh God, let me show you.
Because I feel like the thing about Abuja is I can understand that there's more talent.
Where you are, shit took.
No.
I wear like I had like six people that brought out like this. I don't know what it's called like this.
Do you know who walked so they could run?
Who?
Who walked so they could run?
Was it you?
Yeah, thanks. I was at Shisuk 2 years ago.
Oh, so you've been doing this thing for a while?
Yeah. Bro, yeah.
Fresh, everybody has their own pockets.
You try it. You didn't try.
I feel like
I fucking screaming.
Don't
Talent-wise, it's easier for you people to discover talent.
I feel like Lagos is dirty. I'm just going to say it.
Hey, that's why this one, I showed her and I said, she didn't shout, don't eat her. I said, no, that one, no lies.
No, because people in that, no, but you people in that place, man. You guys throw rubbish out of the window.
No lies. That's why
everywhere is flooded every time.
Anytime I grab and I see dirt on the floor, I snap it and
say, listen, I said, pack everything.
Please, when you go back to Lagos, later, thank you. Don't litter here, thank you.
Yeah, we don't litter here. There used to be fines for people that littered.
But Kala, I don't think you should compare Abuja to Lagos. It's like comparing Ghana to
Nigerian
Jollof.
Yeah, because
Abuja
is better, so Nigerian
Jollof
is better, right?
That's right. Ghana
Jollof
is Abuja.
It's so
just Ghana Jollof is Abuja.
You don't want to know.
I've never had Ghana Jollof, but I know that.
Shout out my Ghanaian people, Chale. But guys,
you can just say Chale.
It's not.
Hey, God, guy.
This guy, chow egg. Okra egg. Everything egg.
It's not bad, but like apparently, like that's what they've been eating from child, like since when they're small now. So
I don't even like
it. They are used to the taste. But guy, if you've been eating like Nigerian jollof and eat that thing, you can cry.
Are you serious?
Cry.
And the way they'll be fighting over it is as if
it's like no, there's indeed. One like just like gotta punish them.
I'm fucking screaming.
Yeah,
okay, but, so we've heard your opinions on Abuja and Lagos. So how has it been like growing up in Lagos?
That's bad part.
No.
It's the fact that you are growing, because there are a lot of people that are not even growing, but they are growing in Lagos. Do you understand?
I think so.
Pass by and nothing like
happens. Yeah.
So that's the tough part. You growing, and if you don't do it the right way,
you're going to be left behind.
You just be there. Just be that guy. Especially when you want to get like involved with a lot of things, like I don't know, music, whatever, or like creative content in general. Yeah. So like. Yeah, it's not easy. I would say it's easy, but
yeah,
you have your way around it. Yeah, it's tough. You just have to be smart. Like,
do you think nepotism thrives in that community?
Yeah, I don't understand.
My PS thing.
You the one.
So what do you like? Do you think nepotism thrives in that community, like the creative space in Lagos?
Like mad,
crazy.
Like keep asking.
Like mad, yeah. Money.
Not necessarily money.
As far like
connections.
Money, not connections.
I swear.
You make money to be up there now.
See, that's like, I know people that have money and they can't get to where they want to
be. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I think
both, like both.
No, nepotism is a different level. Like, it's more.
I feel like money leads to richer. So how do you want to be? How do you want to have connections with having money?
Like you, okay, that's given,
but like, it's not full. Like, do you understand? I get what you're saying.
Because if they give you, carry you up now. What will you do? Like,
okay, let me.
I get no. You're on the same part, but she's trying to say like they're different. Like. That some type of P guy, like I know a guy that dropped out of Covenant 200 level, And I walked in, this Airtel, one of their fucking dinner, is getting like 700k a month. I know somebody that studied law in Bangkok and is working police station now.
Oh my god.
So
we don't shame any hustle.
We're not
shaming
the
police hustle,
the
fuck.
It's like, you work for police station. So like, can you see?
Yeah.
So now money cannot give you. It's just man, woman, that kind of thing. So yeah, it does.
Vanessa, what do you think?
This one I never talk since now. You see, I wish I could talk. You never talk since.
Oh my god.
What do you guys think? Do you think nepotism is worse in Abuja or in Lagos?
Worse in Abuja.
It's worse in Abuja.
I think it's worse.
That's why you're here now. How do you think you're here? It's worse here now.
It's definitely worse in Abuja.
You never had an experience, like not you personally, but you've seen someone.
I'm sure that I've worked for this one before.
No.
Speechless. Well, you've seen someone that has happened to, like, crazily.
Yeah.
No?
I think it happens more often in Abuja than Lagos.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Lagos
and Lagos. Especially with government contracts.
Drugs and type of shit like that.
If I'm being fair, like Abuja...
Let's leave it there. Well, come and find me.
Okay. If I'm being fair, nepotism in Abuja is already mapped out for you. Like, there's already... For most people, there's like, okay, this is where you work when you're done. This is where you'll be in it, like, so it's, I can't lie, it's worse here, man.
Yeah, it's literally worse, yeah.
Yeah, in Lagos, guys, there are a lot of people who work out online. Lagos work out.
Yeah, but Abuja people work as well. We have more people working now, like compared to before.
Yeah.
We have more people working for their shit
but
now,
like,
I swear.
The work culture in Lagos is so crazy. I'm going to tell you a story. I got scammed one time when I was looking for a job in Lagos. Like, never again. No,
how
I can't
talk about it. You didn't find job, you didn't scam. You're not supposed to get a job again. Even if you're on space. Wait, what did you do?
Like, I was crazy applying to jobs sometime in 2021. I got an email to come for an interview. And I didn't know, like, it was a thing where I wasn't sure if I applied. But I went for the interview. And then they asked us to drop money for some training. And I did.
How much?
It's like 90k.
Why are you looking for a job?
Now why the guy reaching out? You're paying us. We're meant to pay your price. That's what they did.
Like actually, you.
But you went for the interview. Can't you go there and ask request for the money again?
Oh no, it was I looked it up online. It was like
the interview was online.
No, it was a full scam. Like that's what they do. Like they call people for interviews and then they scam them of their money.
Okay, you never went for the interview.
I went for the interview. That was where I paid the money. At the interview.
Where was the interview?
It was in Ikeja.
Why did you not go back?
Because like
this now
there's no it's not a
yeah,
real
yeah,
place.
It's not a real
Do
place.
You, it's not a real
like
place.
they don't stay in one place, they keep moving. And like it was crazy to me because that meant the security was in on it. Because the security was also like pointing at people that should go for the interview and everything. But that was back then. I was younger then.
Maybe still won't, don't worry.
Yeah, Lagos is tough.
Yeah, I mean.
No, Lagos is not for the new.
Yeah, I swear.
I am so weak.
My guy, can't lie. Don't give you tough time and everything. Like, you get your shit put together like fast.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why is it that people in Lagos are more aggressive?
It's the way they've been.
How you look at me now?
No, genuine question. Why are the people there so aggressive?
Because everybody's vexing.
Why?
Because we have too many things to do. Get why you're leaving your house. Your babe or your wife have probably said shit to you and you're already pissed
at
the traffic.
It happens everywhere else.
You already see, traffic is one thing that pisses you off even if you have a good family or not. Like, you always, like, especially when you pay for rides and all that type of shit, like, traffic will frustrate you. People park their cars and get a ride to go home.
That's
like, I know, sometimes you go pass through the toll gate to see cars that pass. People park their cars. So, like, traffic is one thing that will always frustrate you. So, with all the other things of doing the day, maybe street boys, one random person, and everybody does the power. So, man, I think it's something you wake up to, like, when you wake up, normally, I mean, when you wake up in America and like, God bless America type of shit, first, the first day client, not the swim for Nepal already, that kind of thing. So, your day like that, you don't spoil it, don't go like that.
Everybody's angry in Lagos.
Everybody's angry.
That's what Lagos does to you.
I swear.
Like, I don't even drive. Like, a lot of people don't drive in Lagos.
I swear. Yeah.
You like, cannot be on your chilling pee and like, want you just to just.
So, my problem will come at 5G.
On the 24th of June 2022, Lagos was ranked the world's second worst city to live in.
So I shall be down.
Okay, look, I can't. It shouldn't be too difficult. Abuja is not.
It's not that bad.
Guys, but you guys know this picture. Yeah, because you know how many people have put you guys on.
But you know.
But what?
If you Google your symptoms, you'd have died already.
I swear.
But like that's different from this.
It's not different. Me, I can go and put Abuja is one of the best cities in this world, and it's sure I'm good.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Me, I can do that.
But that was Channels TV. So.
Channels, all these bastards. They've been winning number one best TV since how many years ago? Who's giving them the award?
Self-acclaimed, probably. Okay. Oh my God. Real talk. Yeah.
You talk now.
This one is just here for. Is she? I don't know what to say.
So in the end, you prefer Lagos. So you prefer
Anytime.
Lagos,
bro. I was.
You prefer Abuja. You prefer.
No, she prefer. She said Lagos. Why are you trying?
Well,
right
you're now, what? Now?
Prefer Lagos.
You prefer Lagos.
Yes.
Wow, but if it's based on like.
You know the name? It's okay, you prefer Lagos.
So that's three against two. So Lagos for the win.
Wait, you really picked. No, I mean, I'm joking. You really picked Abuja.
Yeah, I picked Abuja.
I grew up
in Lagos, right?
The way your life is, you're meant to.
What?
You don't fuck up, you don't be guys again.
Lagos will work for
you. We should live our life. Your life is.
I know. Like, I tried it.
Wake up.
But it's too tough for me.
It's too fast. It's too much.
Like, I need to be able to enjoy every moment as I'm going.
See, I see the way this babe life is. Yeah, I already know how you are like this. Like the kind of person that wakes up, eats, take your bath. You don't know why, like you don't stay
one. I literally don't.
Yeah, that's why you choose that.
I literally don't.
What this guy wants? You know now. You're not meant to. This is does not fit you, but you don't know.
It fits you, don't mind him. Yeah, you fit
Dig.
Right in.
Dig, like a bone.
See how the way this girl smiles whenever she's in Lagos.
I swear! Post! They pose it! Come on, eh!
Wait, I know it's not me. I used to, it was true. I don't. No, wait. But that's because. When I go to Lagos, I'm going to see specific people like my friends.
What are family? Oh,
my family is in Abuja.
So why you know they smile for you?
I smile.
Guys, there was a bone face. You know, remember Bufinati?
Yeah. Do you know? We are just the part. See, I hate everybody in that party.
Okay, to be fair. When it comes to parties, Abuja is dead. I was kind of pissed because I wanted to get in the
pool. No one was in the pool.
But nobody wanted to get in the pool.
I liked the party.
But I love the party.
Yes, we made it mad now.
Because you have to export.
They brought to bring vibes
from Lagos to come and save you
people. I said pool party.
No, but like.
Babes are wearing tight jeans. when it's not house fellowship, you came from wear tight jeans and full. This that's how one leather, this one leather. I'm like, bro, you die. No, I beg.
At least you're lucky nobody came pulled up with like Jalamia or something.
No, some guys late night. That one, I just told them they should stay under the tent. So they will not spoil the vibes and the videos we went.
Crazy.
That one, those ones. People here, anywhere, they can wear Jalamia to anything.
I posted a recap of that party and content tweets were like, is it the Abuja people that we wear
Jalamia or this thing too?
And with that, it's a wrap.
I don't know what I'm talking about the Abuja party. You know, I call the slow lies now. Because you guys are always seeing guys on Jamia and Chad every time. Guys,
but it's sexy.
Are you not tired of
I'm
this?
I'm sorry, it's not sexy.
I really baffled. I saw a lot of it. I'm tired. That's what they wear Monday to Friday. Monday to Sunday.
Bob.
Which
Malams, yeah. Inside one Mercedes Benz. Then I open the top. Inside hot sun. Wearing that Jalamia thing that is the like.
But it's so breezy.
Did you say Malams? You only mean that it's
Malams. Call them Malams, cause why? Yeah, Malam.
Malam now.
That means if it was raining, you would have.
You would have heard now.
Yeah, the sun was crazy. That even me, I couldn't. It was.
Yeah, I feel you now. Cause this Hamatan, bro.
And these guys were fully fitted in that that.
Fully fitted.
It's that's like Jeremy that you pour water, the thing will go down. Yes, you should show you videos. One guy was on my snap, the guy was he pour coke, the thing they go down. Hey,
no.
You know they wash out.
Shout out Abuja guys, shout out. You guys are trying, but like.
No, no, no.
You guys can wear
your Jeremy. And pull up anyhow. Be yourself, be you.
Anyways, bye guys.
Bye.
Keep
man, love man. Guy, I always come up with y'all.
Cartoons.
Cartoons.
Yes. Yeah, man. Don't tell us to explain why the name.
Keep listening to C and C.
Oh, that's the name.
Madness.
Cartoons. I thought.